This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Yuzi, yesterday it was hilarious. There were four interns running around here. And Hooman wasn't here and you weren't here. So it was like four interns in there, the three of us in here. Like Britton basically was like just trying to sit in your chair just to sort of herd the cats. It was hilarious. And I want to say thanks to Brandon because he actually came in too
to help with that. I called him. I'm like, hey, dude. He's like, sure, no problem.
Getting that new crop of interns all
so sweet. Yeah.
Worked out.
Worked out.
He's been officially... What is it? Promoted to Tadpole, was it?
Tadpole Reporter.
For the ANN.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he did a little report. I can't remember what it was about.
On the Iron Maiden.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The torture device.
He did a good job.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But he's just a Tadpole reporter. He's not ready to be
We're not throwing him into the wolves, right? Yeah. He's just, you know, getting his feet wet.
Oh, good for him.
Cutting his teeth.
Yeah. Need to start somewhere, right, Vinny?
That's right.
Not surf reports, it's
Tadpole reporting.
He said, yeah.
He's got no arms or legs, just like a tail.
Just getting started.
Sure. It's like a baby.
The early days.
A baby frog. Amy Heckerling and Chris Kattan, they were in the news a little earlier this week. The story was in Chris Kattan's, he's an SNL
alum. Right.
Alum.
She was the producer, though. Because when you first said the name, I went, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, she's, right. So she's a director, and they wanted to get her to direct his movie, A Night at the Roxbury. This is years ago. And I guess it was a Lorne Michaels production.
Right.
Because it was a bit that was on SNL for a long time, and then somehow someone got talked into making that a movie. And they wanted Amy Heckerling to direct it. And I guess if she was just going to be a producer, the studio didn't want to do it. And in the end, she wound up not directing it anyway. But Chris Kattan was coerced, according to him, by Lorne Michaels.
His new book, right?
To bang Amy Heckerling in order to get her to come on to the
project.
To the production. Mm-hmm. So because
which
apparently
is so weird because it doesn't seem like women work that men work that way. Mm. It doesn't seem like women do.
Right. And Amy Heckerling's daughter is Amy Heckerling dead?
I don't think there's anything of her weighing in on any of this,
but her daughter
her
is.
Her daughter is, right.
Her daughter is 33 years old. Her name is Molly.
Let's see. Amy is still alive, yeah.
Okay. Well, she chooses not to comment on
have
this,
have you seen
I guess.
Her picture before?
I've seen her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never seen her. I just
are you looking at her right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know when this particular picture is from. Like, if she's... I mean, she doesn't look 65 in that picture. I'll tell you that right now. But she was older than Chris Kattan, and I guess that was part of a... I guess she flipped out after this whole thing happened. Amy Heckerling's daughter is saying that the story is totally false, basically. She says, producer Lorne Michaels, the story that he forced Chris Kattan to engage in a sexual relationship with her mother is BS. She says her mom and the actor did have an affair, but only when filming for the comedy that was shot apparently in 1998, oh my God, over 20 years ago, was well underway. So it was already going and apparently, and she wasn't directing, she was producing, I think, in the end. Molly says, I saw no evidence of my mother seeing or even talking to Kattan until then. She denied that Lorne Michaels had any hand in the relationship, saying he actually disapproved and made rude comments that impacted her mother's health. Chris Kattan, this is according to Molly. Chris Kattan told her that when he informed Lorne Michaels that they were seeing each other, Lorne said, what do you want to date her for? She's so old. My mom spiraled into a massive eating disorder while dating Chris because she was insecure about their age difference. And then Chris ultimately went and cheated on her with Lisa Donovan, who played Amber in Clueless and also had a role in A Night at the Roxbury.
The daughter seems plugged in.
And she's saying she's speaking out because Amy Heckerling is extraordinarily private. and didn't want to comment on this because she felt as though her responding would further fuel the story. So I'm going to fuel the story. Mm. The daughter. In his memoir, Baby, Don't Hurt Me, Catan claims Michaels pressured him to have sex with Heckerling so she'd stay attached to the movie. He was 27 at the time. He says that initially she made a pass at him, that mm-hmm. she was 43 at the time, and she made a pass at him, and he rejected that. But then he says he got a furious call from Michael saying, Paramount's only going to do the movie if Amy signs on as a director, not as a producer. I'm not saying you have to F her, but...
Get on that.
Get on that.
She just winked, everyone.
Yeah. do what you got to do to make this happen.
Yeah, I don't see... I have been hit on by women, but I don't see a situation where someone would ask you to bone a lady to make a project. Like, that doesn't...
I could see it in Hollywood. Absolutely.
It's
women
a power
of
thing.
Power, absolutely. Men can do it. Why can't women?
Oh, I don't think that they can't
do
it.
No, I'm just saying I totally can see
I
that
I just
happening.
Don't think they function the same way. That's my opinion, but
I
could be wrong.
I think
generally
field,
speaking, I'm sure there
not
are... There,
power
it's a,
field.
It's a double standard, and I'm sure that there are plenty of female directors who absolutely wouldn't play it that way, but who's to say...
Sure.
You
okay.
know, that she's... Not power hungry like everyone else. It's funny because we talked about this the other day and, you know, the double standard came up like that if this had been a man who had asked a woman to do this.
To land the director, give the director what he wants so he'll do the part.
Yeah.
It would come off so different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It would hashtag Me Too all over the world. So anyway, I just wanted to give you kind of an update.
It's
interesting. The daughter is saying that didn't happen. Also, Lorne Michaels' spokesperson is saying that didn't happen.
Mm. I hate to say it. I'm believing it. Mm. I'm believing it didn't happen.
I find it hard to believe that he would put it in a book.
I agree. If something didn't happen.
But then look at...
I'm sure
excuse
he really...
Excuse me, Moby is canceling his tour and all that stuff because of what he said. So,
right.
And now he's backing off from that. So.
Right.
Well,
knows,
he's backing
knows.
Off because the backlash has become super negative mm-hmm. in a way that he can't... he can't combat it.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming off in like such a misogynist...
Yucky.
And he used a little girl to make himself feed his ego in this book. And I'm sure he, from now looking from another direction, he's like, wow, I'm a douchebag.
Right.
I didn't
maybe
think
that,
I was a douchebag.
Maybe that wasn't what I thought
I wrote
it was.
That, but I'm a douchebag.
Yeah. Speaking of SNL people, I thought you'd enjoy this, so I threw it in here. There's a new book out called Wild and Crazy Guys, How the Comedy Mavericks of the 80s Changed Hollywood Forever. It's full of amazing stories about amazing people, including the time that Bill Murray punched Chevy Chase in the face.
Mm.
This is apparently, according to this book, this is after Chevy had left Saturday Night Live for a better paying gig.
Well, he only was on Saturday Night Live for 1 year, right?
And I don't
he?
Know.
Chevy Chase, I believe, did... The first season.
Oh, and that's
wow.
it, huh?
I always felt like he was on there forever.
I know.
Right,
well, he made an impact, you know?
He was a big star and was right off into the movies.
So he had left Saturday Night Live and returned to host, and the cast was upset. So Bill, apparently, according to this book, stepped up to Chevy. Director John Landis was there, and he says it was a huge altercation. They were big guys, and they were going at it. Bill, on the other hand, says it was a non-event. Whether it was a massive brawl or just a little push and shove, Chevy made amends a year later. They happened to be at the same party. The author says, Chase put down his drink and marched toward Bill Murray with a furious glare on his face. And Bill Murray sees him coming and tenses up. But just as Chevy Chase reaches Bill Murray, Chevy Chase drops to his knees and unzips Bill Murray's pants, miming preparation for an act of love. And so Murray started laughing, and they both started laughing.
Aw, that is sweet.
They made up, and everything was okay because of simulated sex.
Good for them.
It's hot. Use that.
Yes.
Think carefully. What is the last show you watched on TV? What is the name of the last show that you watched, whenever it was last night? It's not a game.
Last show that I watched last night was probably on Bravo, and it may have been Watch What Happens Live with Annie Cohen.
All right, so Watch What Happens Live.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny, what is the, not the Warriors game, a titled show, a show that's, you know, like an entertainment show.
The last titled show that I watched.
I suppose it could be a movie. You know, whatever.
Oh, Endgame is. I saw Endgame.
Endgame. Is that the last thing you watched?
I think so.
Okay. So there's a new thing that's going around on the internet. Whitney Cummings posted a message saying, "Your lady area," and in our case, for some people here, it's the man area, is now named after the title of the last show you watched on TV.
Endgame.
Yes. Vinny's is
Endgame.
Is that
good or bad?
Brin's is Forensic Evidence. I don't know if it's good. Use these as Watch What Happens Live. Mine is Signs. So Whitney Cummings, I guess because she just watched The Good Place, she decided to start this trend because she hadn't watched, you know, whatever. Sisters with Scissors.
I don't know. Good Place.
Oh, it's Kristen Bell. And I want to say that, who's the guy, Sam from Cheers?
Ted Danson.
Ted Danson. He stars in it. And it's a funny show. Courtney Cox said her last show that she watched, her hoo-ha, is named Evil Genius. Jessica Biel and Kelly Ripa both said Fleabag. What's Fleabag?
I don't know. What a movie.
Jenna Fisher said the last show she watched on TV was Easy. Sarah Hyland, that's a chick from Modern Family, right?
Uh-huh, right.
She watched that Christina Applegate show, Dead to Me.
Oh, funny.
I thought that one was cute. Let's see. Demi Moore was The Enemy Within. Lisa Rinna was Killing Eve. So I just thought that would be fun to see. So Vinny's Endgame. Brin's Forensic Evidence.
I'd like to spin that to the positive end game if I could, like once, you know,
once you had this,
then you can never go back.
That's right, baby. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to just,
I'm going to go with that, Vinny.
I'd like that to be the way we look at
that. I'm sure if I ever had you, I would never go anywhere else.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm sure
right.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's why none of us ever went there.
Oh.
I just didn't want to fall in love, man. That's
sure,
all, Vinny.
Sure.
I don't want to fall. I love you, but I don't want to fall in love with you.
Got it.
Because then your world would be over.
Oh, then I'd be doomed.
Yes, you would. Believe me.
Well, Fleabag. Couldn't make a move without something bad happening to you.
No, it'd just be like you can love no one else but me. I mean, that's just men fall for
that's
me,
the way
and it's all over.
Right.
Fleabag is a British comedy series. A dry-witted woman known only as Fleabag has no filter as she navigates life and love in London while trying to cope with tragedy.
Wow.
Fleabag. That sounds kind of fun.
Well, that's a fun thing to name your hoo-ha, I guess.
Right.
It's a Fleabag. That's not
just
all
for
that you
just
want.
To go back, it looks like Chevy Chase did about a season and a half of SNL.
Oh, so he left. Maybe that's why they were all so mad, because he left midway through the season.
Well, they're saying here he missed some episodes of the second season due to injury because of his pratfalls, which he was famous for.
Oh.
And he was very famous for the...
Was it the Gerald Ford?
The Gerald Ford falls.
Yes.
But he also did stuff where he was falling off ladders. Yeah. I mean, he really...
It's like some neck injury or something like that.
Yeah, so...
Well, they were young and they're just, you know, hungry and willing to throw themselves off a building.
The original members, yeah.
They also say here, though, that even though he claimed to be injured, he was seen dancing. So some of the people didn't like him because he was becoming a prima donna almost immediately.
Yeah.
Like
some people are prone to that.
Well,
you know?
He hit superstardom.
Right.
That show rocketed them all into stardom. Yeah.
There were a lot
quickly.
Of rumors like that about his behavior on Community. I don't.
Yes.
That's not a show I watched, so I don't know if he was like integral to the you know the whole cast. Like they is
but
the show
by
even
then,
still on?
He was who he is.
This it had is been him entrenched,
becoming a star fast.
Right.
But look at what happened to Belushi.
Right.
He became an extreme drug addict
while
he was. One of the biggest stars
well,
in the country.
When you suddenly have some money and maybe, you know, you have a propensity toward that anyway. Right.
Right.
A lot of those people have gone down that path
right.
in particular. You know what? I'm out of time. I can't start a whole other story.
Oh.
I know. It's already 6:27 though.
Too much
on!
Stuff to name next.
All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. All right. I just got handed a picture of Vinfro. You have to be a kid here because your hair is down past your shoulders. And well, you're wearing like antler, like bullwinkle antlers.
I don't know where, like exactly the time frame, but that's probably just before I met you. Because
somewhere
that's the hairdo
Diego.
I was working when I was in San Diego.
Oh, 1023, Rock 1023.
1021.
It says 1023 on here.
It does?
It does. Unless I'm seeing that wrong.
I wasn't on 1023. Does it say 1053?
I can't really see it. I'll give it to you in a second. So Isla apparently has drawn a picture of Dad on a pie plate that's next to him.
I'll tell you what I believe is happening.
Okay.
As the missus is visiting my mom, she's digging through old photos.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. This means we're going to be seeing new photos.
I hope so.
I believe that's what's happening. I haven't talked with them about it.
The funniest part of this is that there's a picture of Dad drawn by Isla. You know, it's a five-year-old's drawing. But very specifically, the soul patch right under his lip. I mean, it's drawn like a caterpillar.
That's how you know that she's...
Yeah. That is...
Show it to the camera.
Can we get that? Can we get this put up somewhere? So this is on her Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to...
Is that okay, Vinny?
People need to see that.
I mean, sure.
People need to see A, your kid's artwork. B, you as a kid. It's funny.
Yeah, that's me in my 20s. I can't say specifically...
Here, look at the thing. It might say 1021. I can't really. It looks. Maybe it's the light.
Yeah, that's
the thing.
It's so the station that was. It was when it first started. It was a heavy metal station, rock 102, rock and roll 102.1. But we played Megadeth in the morning, it was heavy metal.
Heavy.
It was very much like KNAC from up in LA.
Right.
Then the station sort of branched out and played a lot more hair metal.
It got good.
Like one of the songs,
So Warrant.
Steelheart. I will always love you.
No, Never Let You Go.
Never Let You Go.
Never Let You Go.
It reminds me of I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. I think you actually just missed that. You just missed the arrival.
This was
a
nightmare when it came on my playlist.
I love this song.
Did I miss it again?
You did.
I loved
it's
my
right
boss
at the beginning.
There.
Oh, it's at the beginning.
But I used to. The other one was "Flight of the Angels" by Slaughter.
Slaughter. Yeah.
Oh God,
Human loves Slaughter.
Like, bro, you're killing me. What are you doing? Anyway, it was 102 rock and roll 102.1. Then was rock 102.1. Then because our signal was bunk, they bought a new stick and we became rock 105.
I see.
And that's when I exited.
That's when I met you.
So this was long before that, clearly. Somewhere in that middle.
I like it.
Gray area.
I like that long hair.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. The hardworking guys in the digital department spend every waking minute.
Well, they're not on a cig break, you know.
Well, the people got to smoke, Sarah. But my point is, every chance they get to sit down and make sure that thing is up to date.
Sure.
That's right.
And out in the front of the websites
the
available.
Of sites, right.
Right. Uh-huh.
And they have they're on call on the weekends.
What?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It's a trip.
I hope they can work from home. My God.
Yeah, of course they can.
Yeah, they got it pretty dialed down there in the digital department.
Yeah,
so
they do.
Oh, Ben. If you're watching this show, you see Ben, he's lip syncing the sounds of smoking.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Light another one.
Are you chain smoking now?
Yeah. Lights one off the last one.
Come on. Yeah. Every now and then you miss it, right?
Miss it? I do it. I vape all day.
Yeah, but it's not like
it
lighting.
It's
not
better.
Like lighting a flame and inhaling.
It is. It's better than that. Oh, boy.
Want to smell my fingers?
No.
They smell terrible.
They smell like cigarettes.
Gross. Right.
Yeah.
Don't you miss that yellow tint you get?
I don't miss that smell.
All over
I don't miss
thumbs,
John going, ugh, you stink.
Fingertips.
I don't miss my mouth tasting like cigarettes.
And an ashtray?
Yeah, I don't miss ashtrays. Oh, my God, I don't miss ashtrays. I don't miss that bottle of water that I left an inch of water in that I can put my butts in as I'm driving.
You don't miss that dried out, charred throat after a day of
I don't miss
smoking
that,
20 to 30 cigarettes.
When you wake up in the morning.
Right. That just lung-squeezing cough.
Oh,
hits your inhaler, and then you take another drag.
Oh, jeez. Nope, I don't miss it at all. Don't do it, kids. You don't want to be anybody's bitch, let alone some corporations.
I found this interesting, and I think many will find it offensive.
Okay.
And yet, I do believe it's in... The reason I find it interesting is America is a big country, and we have a tendency to think here... When we are live where we live,
right.
This is how everyone is,
right.
And how everyone sees everything. And then you realize before the election even got to us, it was over.
Yep.
There are a million things like that around the country where if you were to ask someone, how do you feel about, they would go, oh, well, they're a bunch of fornicators or whatever.
Sure.
So Gallup does a poll every year that asks Americans if they think different things are morally acceptable or not.
Okay.
As Americans across...
Do you find this poll offensive or do you... In some of the questions?
I think some of the questions people will take offense with.
Okay. Do I have to answer?
Nope.
All right.
Just going to tell you how the results came out. You certainly are welcome to give your opinion. But for example, using birth control, 92% of Americans say it's morally okay.
Yeah. I'm on that side.
Right.
Can't believe 8% don't think so, but okay.
Drinking alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
79% of Americans say it's morally okay.
Only 79%.
I think that number's shocking.
Huh.
Don't you?
I mean, we have, honest to God, it's what's surprising to me is that 92% of Americans are, like, okay with birth control, but only 79% are okay with alcohol. Like, they're...
Alcohol is everywhere.
Yeah, all over your TV.
And it's every part of every social thing you do.
Not if you're a Quaker, it's not.
Divorce.
Yeah, it's fine.
This is from a Gallup poll that asked Americans if, you know,
morally
what they
acceptable.
Think. Right. Divorce, 77%. That's the highest it's ever been since the poll launched in 2001.
Oh, really?
Back in 2001, it was 59% said divorce is okay.
Huh.
Isn't that a trip?
It is.
So there are a lot of people sitting there in their marriages going, well, we can't divorce.
It's morally unacceptable.
Sex before marriage.
It's totally fine.
71% said it's morally okay. That's the highest it's ever been.
Oh, does that say what that was?
It doesn't say what it was when it started.
You got to test drive that car.
Yeah. You should live with that car
for a while. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think that we have a tendency to believe everyone's, you know, with us. Mm. You're all with us, right? Except not everybody's with us.
Hooman's not. Hooman says premarital sex is a sin. I mean, he still does it.
He did it a bunch of times.
He's re-virginized now. He has to be
by
now.
No, you cannot do that. That's not possible. Mm. He already did it.
Mentally, he can. That dude.
Gambling, 68% of Americans believe it's morally acceptable.
Yeah, it's all right. It's just, you know what it is sometimes people have a problem with that. They have a problem with alcohol. You know, those are things that, for some people, they just can't handle them.
Mm.
For most of us, like, you can go to a casino one night and then not be, like, obsessed with casinos for the rest of your life and going online looking for gambling opportunities.
Right.
Yeah.
I never have had the gambling bug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love gambling, but I don't.
You have limits, though. You set limits for yourself.
I do,
That's great.
Once I've lost all that money, I just go to the bar, you know, for my other vice.
This is a Gallup poll. This is what Americans, they were asking Americans if they think different things are morally acceptable or not. Gambling was 68% of people say it's morally okay. Smoking pot, 65% of Americans say it's morally okay.
Good.
Here's where things, I think, where someone might take offense. Being gay.
Oh, What percentage say it's morally okay? Oh, wow. Now we're getting into it.
63% of Americans say it's morally okay. 67% was the all-time high.
And that was down?
That was last year. Hmm. It's down from last year.
That's weird.
Wow. Now, I imagine most Californians would feel like, what are you even asking that question for, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't
Where's
know.
Where's the morality pass, come in there?
Didn't we pass Prop 8 here?
Oh,
I mean,
we did?
Yeah,
well,
I mean, did. Maybe we're thinking just here in our town.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. We get so hyper-focused on ourselves.
And the people that we surround ourselves
everybody's
with.
Everybody's with us. And then we find out when you get outside your borders, you go, oh, right.
Huh.
A lot other attitudes out there.
Well, at least it's in the positive territory.
Death penalty, 60%. Wearing fur, 53%, which is down from 60 last year.
Mm.
Think it's morally okay.
Yeah.
Abortion, 42%.
Only 42%?
Think it's morally okay.
Wow.
Porn, 37%. Think
oh
it's
God.
Morally okay. Down from last year.
Wow.
Cloning animals, 31%.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about cloning. I guess I just don't have enough info.
Only 12% said cloning humans would be okay.
Oh.
I'm actually, that seems high to me. Cloning humans seems like, you know, super moral, ethical problems, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want it.
Yeah. Ever see the movie The Island?
I did.
Good movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all clones of people who were living real lives and they got all excited when they won the lottery and got to go to the island so that their kidney could be given to their person.
Right.
Yeah, fun.
Having an affair is the last thing. Only 9% of people think that's morally acceptable. Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
Isn't it time?
No.
Other than my wife.
Really?
Other than my wife?
Now we get to listen to the whole crowd singing this.
I did the whole poll to get to this point, so let me enjoy this.
My wife. Other than my wife. As Madison's right.
No, it isn't.
Everybody there.
Other than my wife.
Other than my wife.
As Madison's right. I
swear that's like the I feel like we're at Cheers.
I know.
When the whole bar joins in, it's like, wow, look at that. Everybody's in on it.
It's so wrong. I just love this song.
This made the news, and I find it interesting. Someone bought a $400,000 diamond ring.
Okay.
From Costco.
Oh. Well, I mean, is it...
It's not wrong. I'm not trying to say it's wrong.
No,
it's
I know,
just
but
interesting
is it that somebody would be like bummed that they got a Costco ring over? I would think that you'd say, well, you probably got it cheaper at Costco than you would have got it at, say, Tiffany's.
Stone. Right. They may have done the shopping and the comparison, mm-hmm. and they may know everything about it and realize they got the best deal for the biggest diamond. That may be the case.
How big is the diamond?
What I usually think, someone spending that much money is way more name conscious.
Right.
And way more likely to only want to buy it from a name brand store like mm-hmm. Bulgari or whatever. Huh. So that to me was surprising, but I'm sure it's fine. It's a 10 carat diamond.
Wow. Oh,
that's a huge rock.
It's a huge rock. It's a. Oh.
How big is that? Like, would that be just like a Flintstones?
It's got to be. It's 6.5 carats. Huge.
Oh, it's 6.5 carats?
Yes.
Oh, it says it's 6.5.
Well,
this says it's a 10 carat.
I can't see the, I mean, put a finger in there. I can't really, I want to see it on someone's hand.
Yeah, I would
Is
bet
it like
it crosses
a ring pop?
Your hole.
Or
a ring pop. Yeah, that's what I picture.
Know. Right, 10 carat diamond or whatever, 6.5 carats.
Anyway, I just thought that was super trippy.
That's kind of funny. I wonder if you buy someone a $400,000 ring if you stick it in a Tiffany box. You just go in there and buy some junk jewelry, you know. And
that's just so wrong, because when you go for insurance or you go to get it
he'll be like,
I'll take care.
You know
I'll
what? You can't
yeah,
because you
can't
get paperwork
that
with it
yeah,
that
exactly.
says everything
Costco.
About that.
Yeah.
You get a card that says this is its cut.
I suppose you could tell anyone
exactly.
you wanted
this
anything
is its
you
clarity.
Wanted, right?
I would think, though, that anyone you're handing almost a $500,000 worth of diamond to would be like, yes, I love it.
Yes, I'll marry
it's
you.
It's gigantic. Uh-huh. It's beautiful. Mm. I'm not tripping on the clarity card.
Not right. Something you could wear every day, though, right? So here's your fake one. We'll put that in the safe. And here's your fake one that you can
wear. I don't
wear
believe
every day.
In that.
Yeah, I don't either. I say insure it and wear it.
Yeah.
You know.
Or don't get it.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Or buy a rock that's $40,000 or $50,000 and then the person can wear
less.
It every day.
Yeah. Right. Get a ruby. I love rubies.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh. They're great news, everyone. Ben and Jerry's has just announced they're planning to make ice cream that's infused with CBD.
Oh. Just CBD.
Once it's fully legalized as an ingredient for foods and beverages.
Huh. Not THC, though. They won't. You won't get baked from this ice cream.
I don't know. I don't know enough about that. Because if I thought I could take the stuff that helps you sleep without getting high or getting addicted or having it trigger my addictions, mm-hmm. I'd probably take it. But I'd need to know that it wasn't going to do anything
right.
to... I can't wake that up.
No.
I don't need to be waking
Good
that
Lord,
up.
Good Lord, no.
So, I don't know enough
about
it. Just
take a melatonin.
Well, that's my point is I'm not playing games with it. So, I don't know enough about CBD. You tell me. Do you get high from CBD?
I thought CBD was the one that doesn't get you high and THC is the one that does. But I have no idea.
Yeah, that's usually supposedly the case. And I've tried both of them and CBD doesn't do a thing. But they say that it helps with inflammation and a lot of other things.
But it doesn't help you get to sleep. You need to get stoned for that.
Maybe with sleep, too. I think with your dogs, too, the pets take CBD. They don't do the THC part. Well, as far as I know. I don't know.
I suppose, you know.
I would bet
your dog high.
You would give anything that would help your pet, and if you hear that that's the stuff, then you would. Like, because I was doing a ton of stuff for Willa there at the end, and she was having to take narcotics.
Oh.
She was just, her legs, it didn't work.
Poor thing.
So, but... If that would have helped, I would have done it.
Sure. Yeah. Anything to give her a pain-free day.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3- Oh, did I not mention? I don't think I did. The Warriors lost last night, everyone.
Oh. Sorry.
Seemed like we were always just trying to get back to close.
Eh?
As opposed to... And there at the end, we were close.
Yeah. But close, but no cigar. Sorry about it.
So the Warriors dropped game one in the Bay Area versus the...
A area.
Finals.
Looking good up here right now, eh?
Next game, Sunday.
Mm. Oh, we're just so you know, we're worried about it.
You should be.
Yeah, eh, we are.
Our text is 800-400-3699. Last show I watched was Big Bang.
Oh, Big Bang.
That's LMAO, mine is Deadwood.
Oh, good. Oh, by the way, the Deadwood movie's on tonight.
I didn't know that there was a movie.
Yeah, there's a, you know what, I have it somewhere buried in my pile, but there's a bunch of stuff happening this weekend on TV. I'll fish that out.
Mine is
that.
Now called Blood and Treasure.
Blood and Treasure. So listen, the premise here is that whatever television show you watched last, or I guess movie on television, that is what your private parts are named.
For a woman.
For a woman, but we did it with the men. This
I
morning,
just watched
too, I thought it was
The
good.
Punisher.
Oh, Punisher. That's a good one for a dude.
Is it?
Yeah. Don't you think?
I do, but you always say that that's not what women want.
To be punished? We don't.
Well, the huge, gigantic ones.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'd like. If I could have ordered one, it would.
Yeah. No one would have wanted it.
Well, you say.
I
can't.
Do.
I don't know any. You're always feeding me misinformation, though.
That's true. It's kind of like my job.
I'm so dizzy from it.
Come
I don't
on.
Know which way is up.
Once in a while, you need to be punished. You're a bad girl.
Oh. Okay. Ooh. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
What's coming up in the trash, weirdo?
Well, look, I think maybe I'll tell you about what's on TV this weekend. A day in the life of a celebrity after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.